Friends in Christ, grace and mercy and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And a very Merry Christmas to you. Please be seated. Before I address you tonight, I wanted to treat you to a little something special. As you know, because of COVID this year, we were not able to have our traditional children's program. But I brought a little video with me tonight to show you, and this will have to be our children's Christmas service this year, of some of the children practicing for that service. This is the preschool class. And so I'll get a little flavor of the children's praise of our newborn Savior as well as you watch and enjoy this video.
What did the manger say?
Children's program this year. Now, friends, here again, the Word of God from the Gospel of St. Luke in the second chapter. And the angel said to them, that is to the shepherds, fear not, and for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And so tonight we remember something that is very ordinary in many ways because it happens about 385,000 times every single day across the world. Tonight we remember the birth of a baby. Now, I remember when my babies were born, at least the two for which I was privileged to be there. And I know that I didn't think that it was ordinary at all. Matter of fact, I thought it was pretty special and even miraculous. And I know many of you have been there too. You know what I'm talking about. When you first lay eyes on your child, you think that, oh my goodness, there is nothing in the world that is more amazing, more wondrous, more extraordinary than the birth and the life of your own newborn child. And the impact that that makes at the time is just huge. Now, I have to admit that I was that classic, flustered, scatterbrained father of a newborn, so exuberant and so fuddled by the birth of my children that when I got home, well, I'll tell you that part a little bit later. Suffice it to say for right now that the birth of every baby is something pretty special and even miraculous. But tonight we remember and we celebrate something even more profound, something that has and that will happen only once in human history, for on this night the Almighty and the Eternal God was born a man. as all of our beloved hymns and carols tonight testify. It was not just for any baby that the angels from the realms of glory wing their flight over all the earth and sing for joy. No, this is not just any baby. This is God's Son. This is the fulfillment of God's promise to you. His promise from of old, that He would not abandon us or His creation to the ravages of sin and death, but that He would come and take those very abominations upon Himself and into Himself, and that to save us He would sacrifice Himself. And so He comes amid the winter's snow, born for us on earth below, in royal David's city, in the little town of Bethlehem, far as the curse is found, He is laid away in a manger, an animal's feeding trough, and yet He does not consider that to be humiliating or demeaning, but the greatest honor. For He has not come to be honored by us, but to honor us. Not to be served by us, but to serve us, and to lift us up, and to exalt us, to make us the very sons and daughters of God, and an heir with Him of the eternal kingdom. And so tonight we take our place where ox and ass are feeding, and we wonder, what kind of love is this? That God would do such a thing for me, that the Creator would become a creature, that the Ancient of Days, who has no beginning, would have a birthday, that the One who feeds all of the creation must now be fed by His mother. The One who sought Adam after his sin now seeks us out. Not to accuse us. He seeks us out like a brother and like a friend, to extend heaven's peace to us, as the angels sang, to take our condemnation and in exchange give us His forgiveness, to take our death and in exchange give us His life, our cross for His salvation. That's why the choirs of angels sing in exaltation, and now sing we and now rejoice with the carols that we love so much, because they speak the wonders of His love and they tell the story of the Savior's birth. It's a story that we all know very well. We've been singing it since we were children, but we never tire of hearing it. For had this birth not taken place, then His death would not have taken place. And had His death not taken place, His resurrection would not have taken place. And had His resurrection not taken place, then neither would our resurrection. Oh no, this is not just any child. Because had this child not been born in Bethlehem, neither would He be born in us today. And this short and troublesome life would be all that we have. But because of this child, because of tonight, this new life that is wrapped in swaddling cloths and laid in a manger, we have life. Life that is really just a prelude to an eternity of life. Death is now just sleep. The grave is now but a portal. And paradise is open to the likes of us. We aren't fit for heaven, but He made us fit for heaven. And these are the good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For God has done a wonderful thing through this baby, and not just any baby. And because this is not just any baby, it also calls for a response on our part that's not just any response. This birth, the birth of this baby, calls for repentance. For He comes to cast out our sin and to enter in and be born in us. So let's honor Him this Christmas. And every day, as we daily put off the old self, which is corrupted with its deceitful desires, and put on the new self that is created to be like Christ in true righteousness and holiness. This Christmas, give your loved ones the gift of the new you. the one who has been created in Christ Jesus to do good works, that you should walk in them, serving and loving your family and your neighbor in the way of Christ, with a kind and tender and merciful and forgiving heart, just like His. And then the other response is, of course, one of joyous and thankful worship, just like the shepherds and the magi, as we hail this newborn Prince of Peace, the Son of Righteousness, for light and life to all He brings. So, this Christmas, if you haven't been all that faithful about coming to worship, then renew that commitment now. And say with the shepherds, let's go. Let's go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which the Lord has told about. And with the magi, let's say, we have come to worship Him. And let's make haste to find this Jesus where the Lord has told us we can find Him, cradled here in the manger of the sacred Scriptures and its pages, and wrapped up for us in the elements of bread and wine in Holy Communion. Oh, this is not just any baby. This is Jesus. This is God's Son, the Son of Mary, who gives us a second birth, a new life. And He didn't have to do it, but He really, really wanted to do it for you. What a baby. What a birth. And speaking of what a birth, it brings me back to that night when my one child was born. I guess I might as well tell you, I'm talking about my son Kyle and the night of his birth. His arrival into the world got me so flustered and psyched up as a father. I don't know, I just couldn't even think straight that night. And I came home from the hospital, all the day's events just running through my mind. And I was going to back the van into the garage, and I backed up to the garage door, stepped out of the van to open up the garage door because we didn't have an automatic garage door opener. So I stepped out of the van and started making my way to the garage door, and the van continued to go in reverse because in my birth father stupor, I had forgotten to put the van in park, and it backed right up into the garage door. And the trailer hitch poked a hole in the garage door. And here is my son, Kyle, right next to the hole that he caused by his birth. I've always told him it was his fault. I guess, judging by his age, we didn't really fix that hole very quickly, did we? Man, what an impact the birth of a child can have on us. I thought it was amazing. I thought it was miraculous. But of course, in the big scheme of things, that was just one of 385,000 little miracles that were born that day. But if the birth of that baby, a baby like that, can have such an impact on a person, how much more the impact of the birth of this baby upon our lives? Because He comes to poke holes in the power of sin and death and hell, and to utterly defeat them for us. And that's why the angels turned out in force that night, because this is not just any baby. And that's why you're here to sing with the angels, for how can we not? Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace. Hail the Son of Righteousness. Born to raise the sons of earth, born to give us second birth, in the name of baby Jesus, who is not just any baby, but whose birth has changed our lives forever. Merry Christmas to you. In His name, amen. Amen. May the peace of God that is beyond all understanding guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ to life everlasting. Amen.